here among you, it is because of that sister and that brother. And I only shared it with them. I didn't even share this experience to my parents. So it's, I'm not telling something, because sometimes when God tells us to do something, we have to do that thing. We shouldn't break a covenant that is given by God. We shouldn't just go away from the commandments of God. What will happen if we are disobedient? Many of the times we become powerless. It is because we are disobedient. What happened? The enemy told Jesus, took him into the pinnacle of the temple and told him, if you are the Son of God, fall down from this temple, because the angels are going to catch you and your foot is not going to hit to the stone. That's what they said. So did Jesus do that? What if Jesus would have done that? Jesus knew. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the anointing. He was filled with the power. He didn't do that. He just replied from the word. He said, Satan, thou shalt not test thy Lord thy God. Hallelujah. That's what he said. My dear brother and sister, so many times the enemy tries to attack us, try to misuse our power, try to do something in such a way that we will become powerless. There are some people today don't know what power is, have not experienced a divine experience from God. But God is willing to give that tonight to everybody that's powerless. God is going to fill his mighty anointing and fill everybody at the end of this message. God is going to give you a gift. If you believe it, you're going to receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, my dear brothers and sisters, this is what is happening for Samson. What happened when he disobeyed, when he broke the covenant of the Lord? God has anointed Samson to save his people. God has anointed Samson to stand for his people. God has anointed Samson to stand as a stronghold for his generous, for his people. What happened? He fell down. He became a powerless man. There are people falling from power to the powerless. There are people remaining powerless lifelong. Hallelujah. So number three, let's look. The apostasy that has taken place and pronounced a nation to be cowards. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 24. Thirdly, 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verses 24. Glory, Lord. Glory, Jesus. This is what the word says. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 24. All the men of Israel, when they saw the men, fled from there and were sore and afraid. They fled from there and sore of Israel. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Third thing, another place. Apostasy pronounced a nation to become cowards. And apostasy made a nation to become cowards. Hallelujah. All have become cowards. Is there anybody to fight against Goliath? Everybody were telling no, 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 we can never. Because they are fixed, they are prejudiced in their minds that they can never overcome the strength of Goliath. So here we see a powerless generation. They're not able to stand against the enemy. They're not even running away. Everybody was just going away. They're not telling, I'm going to stand here. We are going to get into spiritual warfare and we are going to break through. You know, my dear brother and sister, many of the times when you pray, why you're not feeling that your prayers are not reaching, because you're going as tough, you're warfaring, you're really fighting, you're going into a warfare, you need to go into a warfare where you'll fight. That's the reason you're not getting into spiritual warfare. That's the reason you're not able to overcome the attacks of the enemy. Hallelujah. There are three heavens. One is the one that you are able to see. Another one is the divine presence. The upper heaven is the divine presence of God. And in between, there the Satan and his angels are there. You know, whenever you and I pray, what happens? Our prayers, in order to reach God, it is really becoming tough. It is because the enemy is not allowing our prayers to reach the presence of God. The enemy is not allowing our prayers to reach where God is. Hallelujah. So that is the reason we need to get into spiritual warfare. We are not fighting against flesh and blood, but we are fighting against the powers of darkness. That is the reason we all need to pray together, united as one, because your strength is not enough. Your power is not enough. So that is the reason every day you need to be equipped in the presence. Seek the Lord for His anointing, that you will see the greater things in your life. Where the Lord will appoint and use you in a place where He wants to use you. God is going to give you a territory, my brother. God is going to give you a territory, my sister. He is going to make you stand in the territory for Him as a strong vessel. If you are willing to seek His divine power today from this powerless world, which you think is very powerful. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise you, Jesus. Glory. Everybody have become cowards. I can't do this. I can't do that. I cannot overcome that. It is not possible for me. It is impossible for me. Allowing the words coming out of our mouths, which is not acceptable to the Word of God. Allowing the words that are coming out of my mouth, which are really against the Word of God. Isn't that sad? Isn't that bad? So these people's apostasy did not allow. Look at that. A little boy, David, has to stand against this Goliath. A little boy, David, has to stand against this Goliath. It is because the whole nation, none came forward. None was able to tell, because nobody were able to be, you know what to say, have the divine presence of God. Nobody were filled with the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, you and me, today, we might be fixed in our minds. What are you fixed with tonight? Are you fixed in your mind thinking this is impossible to man's intellect? Yes, everything might be impossible to man's intellect. To man's strength, everything might be impossible. My friend, with Christ you're a hero. Without Christ you're a zero. Hallelujah. With Christ you and I are always heroes, and without the power and hallelujah. So that is what we need to understand. Becoming cowards. Today, so many times we can see so many people undergoing depression. So many people under being possessed by the demons. So many people are being sick and being under the bondage of Satan. Are you having a burden in your heart? Are you truly having a true burden in your heart to pray for them? Are you seeking God to anoint you and take you and strengthen you with the divine power, where God is going to use you to set free the people under bondage? What did Jesus said? He that believes in me will do greater things than that I do. He that believes in me will do more wonderful things than that I do. Do you believe it tonight? Are you able to exercise your faith? Are you able to see the greater things happening in your life? Or you and me remaining the same? Where are we today in the presence of God? Brothers and sisters, we need to understand apostasy of a nation made everybody cowards. And one David was able to stand and fight. Glory to God. These are the three examples I wanted to give. One is Israel could not stand before its enemies when Israel was proud. Samson's broken covenant made Samson powerless. And the apostasy of a nation made everybody except David to become cowards. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, why you and I need a spiritual power today? Why should we become spiritually powerful? And Paul says, though my outer man perishes, though my outer man, though my flesh is weak, my spirit is strong. That's what Paul says. What would happen, or what will happen once I receive the spiritual power? Many know here in this place, listening to the Word of God, everybody knows the power of God. Everybody knows how the power of God works. And everybody knows it is very much necessary, because everywhere we see in the Word, look unto the things that are above, not unto the things on the earth. And it's also said, physical training has some value, but godly training has value for now and the days to come. In the Bible, we see so many places where God is seeking saints to look upper and upper and upper. What is the reason He's stressing on that? What is the reason you and I should be spiritually powerful? So I want to just give five examples of the five reasons what would happen if I become spiritually powerful. And I also want to tell the power in Christ that is being manifested in His life that can be seen by us today. Amen. So till now we have dealt about the powerlessness. So now we are going to meditate why we should spiritually become powerful, and what is the reason, and what will happen if you and I become spiritually powerful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Number one, the book of Micah chapter 3 and verse 8. the big book of Micah, chapter 3, in verse 8. This is what the word says. Hallelujah. Daddy, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, I repeat it. The book of Micah, chapter 3, and verse 8. I read it. But truly, I am full of power. By the Spirit of the Lord and of the judgment of the might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Hallelujah. Number one, the first and the foremost reason, or the first and the foremost thing that would happen when one is spiritually powerful, and I will be courageous to rebuke sin. You and I will become courageous to rebuke sin. So many times we are inviting sin. That's what I say. Many eradicate sin in public and embrace. So what would happen if I become spiritually powerful is I will be able to rebuke sin. I will be courageous to rebuke sin. It is very much necessary. Paul says, what I want to do, I am not able to do, and what I don't want to do is I am doing, because my sin is always before my eyes. Sin is just going before my eyes. That's what he says. You know what Paul said when he was filled with the Holy Ghost? You know what Paul said when he was filled with the power and the anointing of God? What happened? This is what Paul said. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. That's what Paul said. I'm crucified with Christ. It's no longer I live, but Christ liveth in me. Hallelujah. The one within me is greater than the one in the world. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. See, look at what would happen when the Holy Ghost comes in our lives. That is what Paul is telling. Therefore, I look as one. So, my dear brothers and sisters, just being filled by the power of God, by being filled by the anointing, the spiritual power, it makes you to rebuke the sin. Today, many of the times, we are not able to rebuke sin, but we are embracing sin. You know why? The nature of sin is in our flesh. We are living in the body of flesh, and the nature of sin is there. That is the reason we need spiritual power in order to rebuke sin in us, and also rebuke sin when we see it. Hallelujah. When we see a sin, when we see something detestable to the sight of God, we are just saying, hey, leave it, man. Let them do whatever they want. I will carry on with my own life. Or leave it, man. Sometimes, I don't want to do it, but anyhow, it's okay. Leave it. That's why we are going to it. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to understand being spiritually powerful means we are receiving an anointed power that is allowing us, strengthening us, making us courageous to rebuke sin. Look at what happens to Stephen. Stephen stood up, and everybody were telling Stephen, if you are going to proclaim about Jesus, we are going to kill you, Stephen. We are going to kill you, Stephen. That's what they said. But you know what Stephen said? Stephen said, no matter what you do to me, I'm still going to stand for Jesus. Stephen died as a martyr for Christ. Hallelujah. When he was dying, even Paul was there. That's what the Bible says. The Saul was there as Paul, before he changed as Paul. He was being stoned to death, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Hallelujah. Look at what he said. My dear brothers and sisters, we will always be standing to the word of God, no matter what happens in our lives. That's the reason this Sunday I was telling to the church, what would happen if a man comes with an AK-47 and is going to tell you that he's going to shoot you if you believe in Jesus? How many are going to stay there? How many of you are going to stay back for Jesus? None were able to raise their hands. You know why? They were scared. They were afraid. Outwardly, they think they are very powerful. Outwardly, you might be very muscular. Outwardly, you might be very bold, and you might have 100 people behind your back. Outwardly, you might have riches. Outwardly, you might have anything. Outwardly, you might be very egoistic. Outwardly, you might be selfish. Outwardly, you might be pride. Outwardly, you might have so many things. What is going to happen when it's going to come to a point where it's going to come to a point of death and life? That is where. A Christian, a true servant of God, a true brother in Christ, a true sister in Christ, will stand till the end and will always rebuke sin. Amen. Hallelujah. So I know that, my dear brothers and sisters, our flesh is weak. But we have the strength of God in our weaknesses. We have the power and the anointing of our Savior in our weaknesses. Jesus can strengthen us to overcome. Jesus can strengthen us to remove every kind of thing that is there in us that is detestable to His sight. What do you think is against Him tonight? What do you think that is standing in you that you're not able to rebuke? What is the thing that you're embracing tonight? If you're embracing something tonight, that means you're lacking spiritual power. That means you're lacking spiritual power, and God wants to make you powerful spiritually. And that means you're not spending time with God. That means you're busy with your business. That means you're busy with your work. That means you're busy with Wagera and Wagera, with everything that you wanted to do. But today God is separating you. God is wanting you to focus on what He wants you to focus. God is wanting you to look to what He wants you to look. He wants you to come and stand in a place where what you're lacking. Everybody wants to become rich in this world. Everybody wants money in this world. And once God is blessing you with money, you want more money and more money and more money and more money, rather than you're not thinking of what you're lacking. Amen. Today you and I lack something, my brother and sister. Today, why is it there are so many denominations? Why is it there are so many people not able to understand the divine truth of Jesus Christ? Why is it there are many people not able to understand that one God eternally dwells as the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? Why is it there are so many people having differences in what they follow? It is because you and I are powerless. It is because you and I are powerless. What would happen if you and I are transfigured with the Lord? What would happen if you and I pray in the Spirit? Your face will change as it changes Jesus' face. Or when Jesus under transfiguration, everything changed. Today the world should not look at you, my brother. The world should not look at you, my sister. The world should look at Jesus in you. It is because you and I having a sinful nature, but sin should not rule over our lives, because we are no longer under law, but we are under grace. We are no longer under sin and its authority, but we are under the authority of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise you, Master. So my dear brothers and sisters, if there is something in your life that you're embracing today, God is going to deliver you if you really have a true heart in His presence. May it be pride, may it be selfishness, may it be something that cannot be told publicly. God is going to remove it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Number two, the second reason why we need to become spiritually powerful. Let's read Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. This is what the Bible says. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord of Zerubbabel unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Master. Hallelujah. Number two, why do you need to become spiritually powerful? It's because a spiritual power is greater than physical forces. Greater than physical forces. Amen. There are so many physical forces that are working in order to make you and me down. Somebody is mocking at you, what are you becoming at once? You're becoming very down. If somebody is making you angry, what are you becoming? You're becoming so depressed, so down. You're just feeling bad about it. You're feeling upset about it. It is, you know why? You're not realizing you need forces trying to make you weak. These worldly forces are putting you down in such a way that you will not be able to think about spiritual life. That's what Satan will do. Amen. What are these physical forces? What happened to Jesus? When Jesus was there, the enemy took him up to the highest mountain and showed him everything. And tell, hey, look, Jesus, you have come to overcome this world. There is no need to overcome this world. All you need to do is fall at my feet and worship me, and I'm going to give you everything. Because the enemy did not want Jesus to overcome the world. Because the enemy did not want Jesus to take up the cross.
Amen. So my dear brother and sister, today this is what is happening in your life and my life. We are not able to realize that the forces that are there working in our physical life, forces that are working in our physical lives today, our physical forces which are coming around, the words of people, the mocking of people, the spitting of people. Because I'll tell you one little thing, nobody in this world is bad. Nobody in this world are bad, so-called bad people. The enemy is telling lies to our mind and making us rebellious people to one another. We are believing the lies of what the Satan is telling you. When we believe what the lies that Satan says, we will always become to his. We will always become as he thinks. But God wants you to understand, it is not by power and not by might. I mean, the power here is something different. Here is talking about the worldly power, not by the worldly power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. Look at that miracle. Well, so many thousands of people were there in Gideon's army. How many did God choose? Just 300 people. Isn't that funny? To attack an enemy, he just chose for 300 people. To your intellect, it might sound to be funny. To your intellect, it might sound to be, what is God doing? But my dear brother and sister, your physical strength, your physical power, your physical thing is nothing, nothing, nothing before God. Hallelujah. God is restoring you, my brother. God is restoring you, my sister, to understand that these physical, the spiritual power is mightier than any other physical forces. So are you sick today? Are you bedridden today? Are you suffering with financial crisis today? Are you suffering with something that you think you can never overcome? Don't worry, my brother. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all his things shall be added unto you. Amen. That's what it says in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. What is impossible in your life today? What stands to be tug-of-war situation? What stands to be chaos? What stands to be splitting your family into two? What stands to be causing you discrepancies in your family? That you are not talking to your own family mates. You're not talking to your own brothers. You're not talking to your own sisters. You're not able to go on with peace with everybody. You know, these physical forces, the worldly lies, the worldly words, sometimes might put you down. That's what Paul says. When Paul was being broken by the Lord, this is what Paul said. Many other times I was shipwrecked. Many other times I was beaten by the Jews. Many other times I was being mocked by the false brethren. Many other times, perilous, I was among the people that are wicked. But what happened? At the end, Paul stood as a great man of God. Hallelujah. So you need to understand, these words, these things of this world might sound to be something very strong, but at the end of the day, they are nothing, nothing and nothing. So because spiritual power is greater than any other force in this world, may it be witchcraft, may it be occult, may it be something that is trying to act smart, nothing can stand. Amen. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Even Satan has to fall. What happened in Gadarenes? This man, Jesus, Son of the Most High, what do you want from me? Don't trouble me. Hallelujah. Everything is scared about him. Amen. What a great God we serve. What a great and mighty power we have. Hallelujah. What are you seeking today? What are you embracing today? Is it the physical power or the spiritual power? Number 3, Luke chapter 4 in verse 14. The third reason why you and I need to have spiritual power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we seek ye first the kingdom. No, not this. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region and around about it. Hallelujah. And also let's read Acts of Apostles chapter 1 and verse 8. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 and verse 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is to come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses unto Jerusalem, into Judah, in Samaria, and also unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The third reason why you need spiritual power is because Spiritual power makes you a witness for the Lord. Spiritual power makes you a witness for the Lord. Amen. Let's see. It was Luke chapter 4 and verse 14, sister. It was Luke chapter 4 and verse 14. It was not Luke 3:14, it was 4:14. Jesus returned into Galilee with power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee, and there went out his fame through all the region and about. Hallelujah. So today, so many of them are not able to be true witnesses of Christ. What is a witness? There is no need for me to shout aloud and say, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ and I am a child of God. Just people can look at me and say, because you know what? I have the Holy Ghost in me. Hallelujah. When Holy Spirit comes upon me, I shall receive power. And this power makes me a witness for the Lord. This power will bring out a great fame for the Lord. This power in me will make everybody see the anointing of the Lord. This power in me will make many people that do not know the Lord to come into the Lord. Hallelujah. You know one of the reasons why Jesus left Gadarenes? I don't know how many of you realized. This man in Gadarenes was possessed by the demon. The enemy, the Satan and all his enemies have cornered one man. And cornered one man and tried to do all kinds of works on one man, all kinds of tactics and techniques on one man. You know what happened? When Satan cornered one man, Jesus came to Gadarenes. The sheep of the boat of Jesus came to Gadarenes. When Jesus got down in Gadarenes, when he casted these demons out, you know, those people said, Jesus, leave this place and go. You know why? There were people that were taking care of pigs. You know what happened? The demons from this man were sent into those pigs, and all those pigs went away, and they were shouting, oh, you go away. That's what they were saying. They were thinking he was some magician. That's what they were saying. Oh, you magician, go away from this place. That's what they were saying. You know, my dear brother and sister, Jesus can still stand there and tell about his mighty and anointing and tell about his power, but he didn't do that. Yes. And when Jesus was going away, this man came and was trying to climb the boat that Jesus was in. And Jesus said, no, you don't come with me. You stand in this place. You tell everybody what the Lord has done in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Till that day, that man was powerless man. Till that day that man was possessed by the evil spirit. Till that day that man was completely demon possessed. You know what is happening now? Jesus is going away from Gadarenes. You know, there is no need for Jesus to tell to stand there and change the whole Gadarenes. You know why? The whole of Gadarenes will come to know Jesus Christ through this one man. Hallelujah. The whole of Gadarenes will come to know Jesus Christ through this one man. My dear brother and my dear sister, today the whole world should see Jesus only through you. Amen. I should stand to show Jesus to the world. I should stand as a living witness for the Lord. That will only come when the Holy Ghost is there. What is the world testifying about you today? What kind of testimony are you carrying behind your back today? What are people talking about you today? Are they really seeing Christ in you, or are they murmuring about you? Are they saying something about you that is wrong, or something about you that you really dislike? Why has that situation come? Why have you come into the point where somebody is able to pinpoint you? Well, you are in the world of sin. Even if you're right, even if you're perfect, if you walk in a perfect way, the world will always pinpoint. But still, my dear brother and sister, if you have Christ, everybody will receive you. If you have Christ in you, many will come into his limelight. You know, what is the reason why a remnant that has to be saved in a due time is not being saved? It is because we are all lazy. Because we are all just lazy. We are all not carrying a testimony. We are all not saving a testimony. Wonderful testimony was given by the Lord to us. And it is like we have to stand as his witnesses, proclaiming in these last days. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. So my dear brothers and sisters, it is very much important to understand that Holy Spirit in us, the power, the spiritual power in us, makes us stand as a true witness. Glory to God. Before we speak some word outside, we will be testified. Glory to God. Today God is anointing you, my brother. Today God is anointing you, my sister. God is anointing you with a great power and a great anointing. Do you want the spiritual anointing today in your life?
Do you want to see, stand in every place where people would see you, not anger, not resentment, not depression, not destruction, not just like, you know, frustration, but they should see the bright, transfigured face of Jesus in your life. And you shall stand as a witness for God. You shall stand as a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise you, Master. Number one, spiritual power gives us courage to rebuke sin. Number two, spiritual power is required because it's mightier than any other physical forces. Number three, spiritual power makes us stand as a witnesses for Christ. Number four, let's read Acts of Apostles chapter 4 and verse 33. Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 4 and verses 33. This is what the word says. And with a great power gave the apostles witnesses for the resurrection of the Lord. And a great grace was upon them. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Number four, spiritual power is required to make you and me to speak with authority. Hallelujah. To speak with authority. We are all lacking authority today. Once Jesus was standing and preaching and sharing the word, and it happened, some men came to Jesus and said, "With what authority are you sharing? With all what authority are you talking?" Well, my dear brother and sister, if it were you and me in this situation, if somebody is asking you, what authority do you have? With what authority are you proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ? What is going to be your response? What is going to be your reply? So spiritual power in us gives us authority. Authority to stand in His presence. Authority to cast out demons. Authority to stand against every form of darkness. Authority to stand among kings, the rulers, among great people. Hallelujah. So authority is very much important. And that authority, we might be authorities in many other places, but spiritual authority is only coming when you have the Spirit of God indwelling in you, the power of God indwelling in you. Hallelujah. What happened? And the power of God was filled in Daniel. What happened when power of God was anointed Joseph? All these people were able to stand bold and face the king. They just came boldly standing in front. They were never scared. They were never afraid. They were never afraid. Hallelujah. Look at Joshua. When he was filled with the presence of God, everybody were telling, no matter what you people follow, but I and my household will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what everybody might follow, no matter even when my life is taken away, but I and my household shall serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, this authority is an authority that makes you bold to stand and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. This authority is an authority that makes you bold to stand to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. What a great privilege that is. With what authority are you standing today? What is your authority? Do you really have an authority? Are you really filled with an authority? Is the enemy looking at you and shivering? Are you being a terror to the kingdom of Satan? Or are you being terrored by the enemy? Are you being terrored by the enemy, or you are being a terror to the enemy? What is it today? My dear brother and my dear sister, today in the presence of God, we need to understand the spiritual power is giving us a great anointing. When you read Acts of Apostles chapter 2 and verse 2, let's read Acts of Apostles chapter 2 and verse 2. Praise you, God. And we're going to come to the end. Master, we love you, Daddy. Praise you, Daddy, Master. Hallelujah. Thank you. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven and a rushing mighty wind and filled the house where they were sitting. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Here is coming an anointing. This anointing is a great anointing that made people to stand and proclaim the word of God with much power and with much authority. This is the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost filled that room, when the Holy Ghost filled those people, they became people with much authority what they were not before. They became people that could stand and face anybody. Anybody like Herod. Look at John. What happened? He was able to stand before Herod with authority. He was able to call the Pharisees and Sadducees the serpents. He was able to call them foxes. You know why? He was bold. He was able to proclaim the word. He didn't have any spot in that man. He was able to stand like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My dear brother and sister, today the power cleanses your heart, cleanses your sin, and makes you a man of authority, blemish before God, and a fearful and wonderfully made vessel for the expansion of his kingdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Finally, and fifthly, Acts of Apostles, chapter 19 and verse 11 and verse 12. We are coming to the end. Acts of Apostles, chapter 19 and verse 11. What is the fifth reason why we need spiritual power? And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought the sick, a handkerchief or aphrons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out. Finally, and the fifthly, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. Can you all hear me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Finally, and the fifth reason why you need the spiritual power is because you will have a complete presence that brings you to the fulfillment or the full anointing. It fills you with the life healing influences. That's what we can call. Hallelujah. The reason why you and I need to be spiritually powerful, or why we need the spiritual power, is because it fills our life with the healing influences. It makes us a complete man in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. It makes us the sons, the heirs of God. It makes us the sons. We will be the little image of Jesus Christ. We will become the little image of Jesus Christ, where everybody that sees us will be able to see Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll be able to see, that is the fulfillment, in the sense, fills our life with the healing influences, and also makes our life to heal others, makes our life to bring healing to others, makes our life to bring life and the presence of God. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is called as a complete sonship. This is what will happen. You and I will become with complete power. You and I will be able to do greater things for God. You and I will be able to stand as a great role model as Paul. Paul stood as a greater role model, where he was able to stand to many people and say, "You look at me and walk." We'll come into that situation. You will become a complete man in Christ. The power makes you a gentleman. The power makes you a complete man. Today, there might be so many sayings in the world. This makes you a gentleman. That dress makes you a gentleman. This makes you a complete man. This makes you a Reed and Taylor. Whatever it is. What makes you a complete man is the spiritual power. Hallelujah. You know, where you would be able to stand and lead many people and many and many and many people into Christ. Where you will be able to stand and bring thousands and thousands into the presence of God. Hallelujah. So you will become a vessel that will proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. You'll become a vessel that will be a territory for Christ. You'll become a vessel that will stand in his presence as a king's kid. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, that is a complete fulfillment. That means the image of Christ. That means the image of Christ. That's what would happen. A full life healings and influences. Hallelujah. You will become very influential wherever you are. Wherever you stand, you will see God's hand moving and God's manifestation moving. That's what is going to happen. That's the final thing. Hallelujah. So again, powerlessness is Israel could not stand before its enemies. The broken covenant of Samson, the disobedience made him powerless. Apostasy made a nation to become cowards. So pride, disobedience, and apostasy made people powerless. And you know what happens? Once you and I are willing to stand in his presence, seeking God, Jesus, you are the one that has a saving power. Jesus, you are the one that has the pardoning power. Jesus, you are the one that have the infinite power. Jesus, you are the one that has the power over the nature. Jesus, you are the one that has power over own life. You are the one that has a living and life-giving power, Lord Jesus. You are the one that is having wonder-working power. You are the one that is having power to demonstrate in your resurrection. Today I am in your presence. I am seeking for your power. The power that makes me to rebuke sin. A power that is beyond the physical forces. A power that makes me stand as your witness. A power that enables me to stand with authority. A power that makes me a complete Christian. A complete image of Christ. So tonight we are going to seek for that. Because my dear brothers and sisters, we serve a living God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. He has the saving power. He has the pardoning power. He has the infinite power. He has the power over nature. He has the power over his own life. He has life-giving power. He has the wonder-working power. He has the his power is demonstrated by his resurrection. So we serve that great God. So my dear brothers and sisters, if you feel powerless in your life, if you feel weak in your life, if you feel dismayed in your life, if you feel that you know you don't have any power, if you feel you're very weak, tonight God is going to release his power. So maybe if you have already gained the power of God and if you have lost it and you've become powerless, look unto God. If pride is ruling you over your life, if something that is desistible ruling over your life, if something that is telling you this is only powerful, that is only powerful, this politics is powerful, this situation is powerful, this finances is powerful, this pride, this ego is powerful, come on. Get out of that. Ask the Lord, remove all that is fixed in my mind as a prejudice, O Lord. Break everything out and let your power, oh, have your throne, O Lord Jesus, because I'm not against flesh and blood, but because I'm fighting against the powers of darkness. Tonight, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to be cleansed by the blood of God to become very powerful, because the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. By his stripes, you and I are healed. By his stripes, you and I are redeemed. By his stripes, you and I are today alive in his presence. Hallelujah. Let us seek for the divine power. Let us seek for the wonder-working power. Let us seek for the saving power. Let us seek for the pardoning power. Let us seek for the power over the nature. Let us seek power that gives us rule over our own flesh. Seek a power that will do something very great, that the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead will raise our bodies, our mortal bodies, and bring us into life. Let's seek for that kind of power. Praise you, Jesus. Master, we praise you. We want a power, Lord Jesus, where we will stand to rebuke sin. Lord, we want a power that is greater than any other physical forces tonight. Lord, we want a power, oh Lord Jesus, that will come and make stand as witnesses. We want a power, oh Lord Jesus, that allows us to speak with authority, Father. Oh Lord, we want a power in your presence tonight, Lord Jesus, where you can stand as a complete man, where we will stand as Paul and lead many to you, Father. Lord Jesus, tonight I ask you to pray and release that mighty anointing, that mighty power of Father tonight. Let's all pray. Let's all seek his presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Master, we pray. Oh, whatever you're going through tonight, whatever sickness you're going through tonight, whatever depression you're going through tonight, whatever crisis you're going through tonight, God is going to release his mighty hand and he's going to touch you wherever you are. You're going to see the mighty hand of God moving. God is going to shake you. God is going to shake you. You're going to feel the divine presence of God. Glory, Jesus. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Master. Let's pray. Glory, Master, we come before your throne of grace. Thank you, Lord, for tonight. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your power didn't change. your strength didn't change. You have been manifesting your power from such a long time, Lord. From the beginning of the world, you have been from the beginning and you have created everything. We are not realizing that, Lord. What are we focused on today and what are we embracing today is what we need to realize, Lord. Tonight I pray, Father, every brother and every sister that is staying powerless, that is remaining, Father, due to some kind of embracing of pride, celibacy, hatred, ego. Father, right now, break every prejudice that is fixed in the mind of my brother and my sister, and we will be delivered to be anointed to see the mighty power of God being manifested in our lives, Lord. We want to see the power that passeth and breaketh every form of darkness, Lord. We want your inner hearts, Lord. We want your mighty power. Just move right now, Jesus. Read the love. That we will be able to be, Lord, your kids, the king's kids, the royal kids, the king, the sons of the one king. Glory, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for tonight. Bless every brother and every sister that has listened to them. Thank you for delivering my brothers and sisters from wherever they are. Thank you, Lord, for breaking the strongholds right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Once again, I thank you, brothers and sisters, and I thank Sister Daphne for helping me in posting scriptures for me, and thank you for your patience. It's a great privilege to listen to the Word of God and to speak His goodness. Amen. Thank you.